on today's Kids Corner.
You do know her parents just got divorced, right?
What?
I live in two homes now. I have to consult my schedule to figure out where I'm living that week. I hate it.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, you've never seemed interested about anything having to do with Candy before.
Wow. That's sad.
But are you okay there?
Well, it's just like, I think I know what she's going through. Like, I want to help her.
Stay tuned.
Time for Kids Corner's Listen Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Hey, I'll see you later, Spike.
Yeah, good practice, Liz.
Hey, you too.
All right. What's this?
Oh, hello, Spike.
Hi, Cammy. I was just wondering, were you...
No.
Okay, because I thought you were...
I wasn't.
Are you okay?
Of course. I deal in the world of science, not emotions.
Uh-huh.
And so, yes, I'm okay.
Got it. Science. Well, let's just say hypodermically speaking.
I think you mean hypothetically speaking.
That, right. Let's just say you were crying and...
Spike, could you please help me carry these materials for my experiment?
Sure.
If you can gather all the plants, I'll take the grow lights.
Okay.
I'm trying to get to the third floor. I could take the elevator, but I have to get special permission, and I've heard it gets stuck.
So you were crying because you needed help moving all this stuff?
You can't possibly understand.
Oh.
That's the problem. Nobody understands.
I don't understand.
See?
Okay, Cammy, just letting you know, I don't know how to handle this emotional stuff. Lucille is way better at this kind of thing, but she's not here, so just think, what would Lucille do?
She'd recite a Bible verse.
Yes, exactly! Wait. I actually know a Bible verse. So, Cammy, in times like these, you gotta remember what the Bible says.
Okay. What does it say?
Jesus wept.
And
that's about it. Jesus wept. You wept. So, hey, you're just like Jesus. And that's a good thing, right? Oh, boy. What would Granny do? Oh, a cookie. Oh, I might have something in my gym bag. Let me see here. I got socks.
Oh,
and, yeah. Oh, I guess I should wash these socks one of these days.
Yeah.
But hey, here's a bag of leftover Crispy Crickets. Already pre-opened and everything. Will this help?
Spike, don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone what?
That I've been crying.
Okay, but I still don't know why.
Just don't tell. Please.
The season of Lent is around the corner. During Lent, many Christians dedicate time to prayer, fasting, and growing closer to God. As you journey towards Easter, Lent is a wonderful opportunity for families to spend time together in God's Word. Kids Corner has developed a series of Lent family devotions to help you and your family share your faith in fun and meaningful ways. Each weekly devotion includes Bible verses you can read aloud, questions to talk about as a family, suggestions to help you pray, and a fun family challenge activity. Come together as a family and discover the deep meaning of the Lenten season by downloading the Kids Corner Lent Family Devotions. Available now at kidscorner.net.
Hey kids, Easter is coming soon. And do you know the story of Easter and what Jesus did for you? This month's giveaway is a craft that helps you retell the Easter story to friends and family. Just go to kidscorner.net and click on the Activities button to download the KC Popsicle Puppets Easter Story. Color each character, then cut each one out and glue them to popsicle sticks. Print out the background to prepare your stage so that you can put on a show and perform the Easter story. We've even provided a script for you to use to help you tell the story. And when you're done, explore the Miracle of Easter episode, now available to listen to or download at kidscorner.net. The KC Popsicle Puppet Easter Story. A great craft and a great way to share God's big story in this Easter season.
So, Liz.
Yeah?
I just found out Cammy didn't go to Kayla's birthday party.
So?
Well, isn't that kind of weird? I mean, they're cousins.
I don't know. Maybe Cammy was sick or something. Or maybe
she
just...
Whoa, look!
What? What?
More weirdness.
What?
Out the window. That's Cammy, right?
Yeah?
She just got out of one car and got into another car.
Spike, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. Cammy's fine. Nothing's going on here.
Are you worried about Cammy?
What? Me? Worried? About Cammy? I've never met anyone who's so unlike me. I mean, we are exact opposites. I can't relate to her at all, so no reason to be worried.
Okay, I was just asking.
I mean, it's not like I ran into her and she was crying or anything like that, because I can neither confirm nor deny that, or anything like that could ever have happened.
Really?
I will say this, she's been acting strange lately.
Yeah, she's not the only one. Spike, you do know her parents just got divorced, right?
What? Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, you've never seemed interested about anything having to do with Cammy before.
Wow, sad.
Hey, buddy, you okay there?
Well, it's just like, I think I know what she's going through. Like, I want to help her, which is really weird.
Well, it's not really weird. I get it.
But what can I do? I'm just Spike.
Oh, come on. You're not just Spike. You are Spike Race Runner. And what can Spike Race Runner do?
I can eat pizza, play video games.
Well,
I can burp the alphabet backwards in French.
Okay, all right. Work with me here, buddy. Come on. What else can you do?
I can fix things.
Yes.
I'm Spike Race Runner.
Yes.
And I can fix this.
Yes.
It's just like a military mission on a video game. Problem, Cammy is upset. Solution, cheer her up.
All right, then.
It's time to gather the troops. So I won't give details. I'll just say Cammy's been really, really upset about her parents. I know what it's like.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. So you guys know Cammy way better than I do, and you know how to help her way better than I ever could. So your mission is to cheer up Cammy, distract her from the divorce. I call this Operation Cheer Up Cammy.
Ooh, clever.
Okay, so we all know Cammy's very favorite thing is science. So, Lucille, you got that one?
Right. I'll get her talking about science. Mm-hmm. That's got to make her feel better.
Good. Lucille talks science with Cammy.
Got it.
Kayla, you said shopping would be good therapy for Cammy.
Shopping is always good therapy.
Okay. Kayla takes Cammy shopping.
Yes.
Liz, you said you could compliment her. Say nice things.
Yeah, that always works for me.
All right. Liz... compliments. Yeah, this is good. You guys are great.
And let's be looking for ways to comfort Cammy as well.
Yes, do that.
Oh, yeah, that verse that Grandpa Noli told us about.
Uh-huh.
We can comfort those in any trouble.
With the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
Right, that's it.
Yeah, it's 2 Corinthians 1:4.
Okay, right, whatever. Do your thing. And Friday we'll throw her a big party.
All right.
Yeah. Spike, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Hey, a leader knows when to step back and let the pros handle the work. And you guys are the pros.
Nice.
So go for it. Give all you've got. Let's cheer up Cammy.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's talk about, I don't know, science.
Okay.
What's your opinion on photosynthesis?
I don't really have an opinion. It's a scientifically observable fact.
Do you want to talk about it?
Well, there's not much to say. It's basically the process by which plants convert sunlight into energy.
And
they do.
They do?
They do.
The plants?
The plants.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, how about that?
So, Cammy, I was thinking you and I could just check out the new purses that just came in.
Kayla.
Oh, earrings! We've got to get you some new earrings. I found this pair that would be perfect for...
Kayla.
Don't tell me I understand. Totally. It all starts with the shoes. I was thinking...
Kayla!
Yes?
I'm sorry to tell you this.
What?
I don't really like to go shopping.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, okay. But as a scientist, you need stuff, don't you? So let's go shopping for the latest fashion in safety goggles and Bunsen burners.
Compliment. What am I gonna... Cammy. Oh, hey, Cammy, hi.
Hey, hi, Liz.
I really like that sweater.
Oh, it's not a sweater.
Oh?
I'm shedding.
Oh.
So, that didn't go well.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
Yeah,
I think we might have made her more depressed than she was before.
Spike, you know what? I think it's your turn to talk with Cammy.
Me?
Yeah, Lucille's right.
Look, I'm not you, Liz. I'm not Lucille. I'm not Kayla. I'm just a simple, everyday lizard. I play video games. I dribble a basketball. I eat stuff. I sleep. And I wake up and I do it all over again. Simple. That's me. I don't even know how to talk to Cammy or
even... Spike, it might be time for you to step up to the plate, my friend.
I think so.
Look around. We all crashed and burned.
Yeah, and now it's your turn.
Yeah, great. Okay, so what can I do? Really, I don't have a counseling degree. Besides, if her closest friends couldn't help her, what can I do?
Well, why don't you just invite her to the Cheer Up Cammy party?
Me?
Yeah, go for it, Spike.
Yeah, come on.
You can do it.
All right, then. I can do this. I can't do this. What am I thinking? Yikes, there she is. Hi, Cammy.
Hi, Spike.
I was wondering if you could come to a party tonight. It's actually gonna...
Oh, excuse me, Spike. Hello?
Hello, Cammy.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, I just wanted to remind you that you'll be at your father's house this weekend, so you need to pack this afternoon.
Okay. I was wondering... Oh, hold on. I have another call. Hello?
Hello, Cammy.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Will you please let your mother know that I'll be late tonight?
Sure. Hold on. Mom, Dad says he'll be late tonight.
Late? Why didn't he tell me about this?
I don't know. I was just...
Tell your father that he should text me directly with any last-minute plans. After all, it is common courtesy.
Okay, hold on. Mom says could you please text her?
No, I'm driving. Just let her know I'll be late.
Okay. Mom, Dad says he'll be late.
I know he'll be late. He already said that. How late? And why can't he text me?
He's driving. Oh, wait. What time is the party?
7:30.
Party? What party?
Hold on, Mom. Dad, how late will you be?
I have no idea. It's a last-minute meeting. I can meet you at the school.
Spike, where is the party?
Who is Spike? What party?
My house.
Your house?
No, the school. Meet me at the school.
Hold on, Dad. Mom, Dad doesn't know how late it'll be.
Well, how am I supposed to plan my day around that?
Cammy, we can talk about this later. I see you're busy.
Okay, we can talk later.
No, we're going to talk right now. Tell your father to be on time.
Wait, 7:30?
No, 5:30.
Yeah, 7:30.
You can tell your father I'm not about to wait 2 hours for him.
Hold on, Mom. Dad, Mom needs to know a time.
This is still Mom.
Oh, hold on, Mom. 7:30?
No, I don't know what time it'll be. And who is Spike?
Spike?
Yes?
No, I wasn't calling you.
I know. I was calling you.
Dad, I meant...
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
Is something wrong?
Oh!
Cammy?
Hello, Spike.
Wow, more plants?
It's the same experiment. New victims, or test subjects.
I just saw Mr. Makimoto down the hall. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Here, the key to the elevator.
Oh, thank you, Spike. That was thoughtful.
Here, I'll help you.
Great.
Grab that end of the cart.
All right.
And we'll just head up to the third floor.
And I'm sorry I couldn't make it to the party.
Well, yeah.
All my friends have been trying to cheer me up this week.
Oh?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it didn't sound good.
Oh, I believe... Yeah, the elevator is stuck.
Great.
I'll just call for help on my cell.
Okay.
No service.
I left my phone in my locker.
Well...
Mr. Makimoto? Mr. Makimoto?
Oh, I don't think he can hear you.
Is there a phone on this thing?
I don't see one.
Man... Well, I got his key, so I'm thinking he'll probably find us.
Yeah.
Guess we can wait. So, must be tough.
What's that?
Well, all the stuff you're going through.
Oh, I was so upset this week.
Yeah.
I didn't even go to Kayla's birthday party. My parents, they fight a lot.
Right.
It's like I'm the referee or something, and I don't know which side to take. I'm not doing a good job.
Maybe that's not your job.
Maybe not. I live in two homes now. I have to consult my schedule to figure out where I'm living that week. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Somehow, I have this hope that we'll all be back together again. Someday. Like a normal family. But I know that will never happen.
I don't know if this will help you or not, but when I'm feeling alone or down, I play basketball. Oh. I mean, maybe you could try playing.
I think that would depress me more. I'm pretty lousy at basketball.
Do you have somebody you can talk to?
Actually, I like to talk with my mom when she has time.
Oh.
That helps.
Yeah.
I probably need to have some time with mom. Do you talk with your mom?
No.
Why not?
I haven't seen her in a long time.
What?
It's been a while now. Yeah, I still remember the day. I looked out my window and saw my mom as she was leaving the house.
Oh.
I thought she was going to the store or something. I called out for her. She stopped for a moment, but she never turned around.
Oh.
She kept on walking. And I haven't seen her since.
Oh, Spike. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Well, most don't. Funny thing is, I don't see my dad much either. He's always traveling or doing business things. He gets me stuff, so I guess it's all right. I guess.
Wow.
What?
Here I am feeling sorry for myself because my parents have split, but at least I can see both of them.
Yeah.
That's something.
You kids in there?
Oh, we're here!
Oh, yeah!
The elevator's stuck.
I'll get some help. Stay right there.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't think we have a choice, right?
Huh.
What?
You know, I actually forgot about being stuck. Spike, I know why all my friends were trying to cheer me up this week.
You do?
Mm-hmm. You. You were the one behind it. Am I right?
How did you know?
I figured it out.
I was trying to help. Sorry, I'm pretty lousy at this stuff.
But you know what helped me the most?
What?
This.
This?
Just being able to talk it out. Just you listening to me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, kids, we've got some help here. Hang on, we'll get you out of there in a jiffy.
What's your favorite Liz and Friends song? Walk in the Way of Love? Leap of Faith?
Take a leap of faith and accept God's grace.
Maybe it's Mess Up, Fess Up.
If you mess up, you must fess up.
You must fess up.
He'll be faithful to forgive and cleanse your heart. If you mess up.
Now, where do you go to download and listen to your favorite Liz and Friends songs? Spotify? Nope. iTunes? They don't have them. How about YouTube then? Not there either. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find all your favorite songs, like Who We Are.
Shining the light of the morning star, make it clearer, be a mirror of the glory of God.
God is in control.
God will never
Route 32.
Anytime your heart is heavy from what you did or you forgot to do, you just do your part and say it from your heart. Try Route 32.
Download or listen to them. And they're all free from Kids Corner. Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
How incredible is that?
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional. Now available at kidscorner.net.
So
So all of us were doing all this stuff to cheer up Cammy. And it turns out you're the guy who helped her the most.
All I did was listen to her.
Well, a lot of times that's the best thing you can do for somebody who's hurting. Just listen.
Yeah.
You know, dude, I think God used you.
What?
Yep. Remember that verse? We can comfort those in any trouble.
With the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
That's
right.
It.
I'm not even a Christian.
Hey, God spoke through a donkey one time.
So you're saying...
Well, you can make your own conclusion about the donkey, but hey, you were the one who cheered up Cammy. Good job, my friend. Good job.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by John Fornoff. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.